This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Dribble handoff to Jordan Poole. Poole's reverse is missed, and there's the tenth rebound. Seventh triple-double of the year, and people are standing.
35 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists in under 26 minutes. Kevin, he had 32 points either scored or assisted. That's a pretty good game. But that was the first quarter for Luka Doncic last night. It's pretty amazing. That stat from Bobby Corral over at the Dallas Mavericks. Kevin, we are live today from Eagles Nest Sports Grill, 8455 Boat Club Road. Come see us. Come say hi to us today. We can't wait to see you out here. We got some T-shirts to give away, 105.3 The Fan, Frankel & Frankel T-shirts. Looking forward to seeing you this afternoon. But right there, that is appointment TV. It's starting to become that way. Sunday is going to be appointment TV because it is Cowboys versus New England Patriots, but you're already always locked in because I think maybe at one point you wanted to see Ezekiel Elliott. Now I think you're starting to turn your attention to what is Dak going to do on Sundays. But 877-881-1053, are the Stars or Mavericks becoming appointment TV for you right now? Kevin?
Let's start with, my answer to both is yes. The Stars are unquestionably the hottest team in the close. And so I would say yes, they're 11-1-1, I believe, in their last 13. So I would put them in the mix for a big fat yes there. And then I would also say this is the most exciting moment of Mavericks basketball since the beginning of the 2011 season. That Christmas Day game against the Miami Heat when you came off as the defending champions. You got to play on Christmas Day. And a couple of numbers for Luka just about how ridiculous that game was yesterday. Had 22 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists in the first quarter. Those are better stats than the entirety of the Golden State Warriors.
That's my favorite stat, man.
He had more rebounds than the Warriors, more assists than the Warriors. He is the first player to do that in an NBA game in almost 17 years since Allen Iverson on February 19th, 2003. He outscored the Warriors, out-rebounded the Warriors, and out-assisted the Warriors as a team.
The one thing we talked about yesterday, Kevin, was, you know, can he continue this? And at some point, there's going to be a night where he has, like, 16 points and 9 rebounds and 8 assists.
It's going to be a disappointment.
This? And everybody's going to be furious that he's in a slump, you know. Or maybe there might be a stretch where he only has a double-double instead of a triple-double every once in a while. And everybody's going to be furious about that. But Doncic has now scored 10-plus in the first quarter in 7 straight games. That is a new Mavericks record. But in addition to that, Kevin, last night, you got Kristaps with another double-double, 14 and 10 rebounds. It's his fourth consecutive double-double. I know it's not 26 and 17 or anything like that, but it's still, he's continuing to contribute. And then on top of that, Tim Hardaway Jr. gives you 20. Jalen Brunson gives you 15. It was an all-out effort against a G League Golden State Warriors team.
Can we go back to Porzingis for just a second? Fourth straight triple-double, like you said.
Double-double.
That'd be awesome. Did you know that's the longest run of his career?
Yes. He's never had 4 straight double-doubles. So, and I think when you heard last night after the game, Rick Carlisle says what Luka is doing, he's doing it fluidly. He's not distracting from the rest of the game, the rest of the team. Because some guys like Westbrook, Kevin, when you watch Westbrook's triple-double season, sure they won, but they weren't going anywhere. That team wasn't going. It was all about him. Everything was about him. With Luka, everything is about, hey, I can go out there and do 22, 5, and 5, and then after halftime I can come out and I can add 2 more points. You know, he had 30 and 6 and 5, and then he came back out and he added 2 points in the second half and then added 5 and 6 in rebounds and assists. So he said, I'll just continue the flow of the game, continuing to let my teammates go after it, and that's why they ended up 142-94 against Golden State last night.
So we asked the question, are either one of these teams becoming must-watch TV for you? Some feedback so far. From the 214, the Mavs are easily. From the 817, all the star, always the stars. From another 214, the Mavs. Luka Madness is about to take over the country, and this is maybe the most important part. And the free agents will come begging for a spot on the team. From the 972, Mavs are awesome. For the first time in almost a decade, stars have been good for a while, but that leads to disappointment. And then from the 214, Mavs are more exciting than the stars because they just can't get into hockey. So I'm curious how many people fall in that track, because I have always maintained that DFW, like plenty of other places, is a front-running city, and they will get behind a winner for sure. If you were like a big sports fan at the end of the 90s, even before their cup run, like when they were consistently throwing down with the Avalanche and the Red Wings, you knew that this had the capability of becoming a stars town. Like, the Mavericks weren't quite good just yet, though they were getting there. The Cowboys were clearly on the downfall with Aikman and everything like that. The Rangers were good, but people caught stars hysteria when they started to get really good. And then when they made their run to the Cup in 99 and then back to the Stanley Cup Finals in 2000, people had stars hysteria as well. So I know that this city, this Metroplex, can get stars crazy. And right now, like I said, I believe it is 11-1-1 in their last 13. They're clearly the hottest team in the NHL, and they've gone from a no chance of making the playoffs to moving up the standings.
Yeah, and, you know, I think one of the things back when that Stars team was around, Kevin, and, you know, that 99 era, that was they had identifiable lines and identifiable traits about them that you just knew. And I think some of the consistency that they've built over the last two seasons might end up being something part of the brand that really starts to shine, because Ben is playing better. Tyler Seguin is, I mean, that dude's a superstar, and having the netminder and Ben Bishop in there, I think that really helps too. But what they're building with, like, Justin Dowling on that line with Ben and Seguin, and
we need to get Justin Dowling on the show.
All right, Shippy, you're on that.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
I could probably get us Denis Gurianov, too.
Okay, see, we could do that, too. But, you know, they have some young talent that's up and coming.
That's
and
Denis Gurianov.
The more identifiable these guys become to the fans, I think the more it'll pay off. I wonder, will the Winter Classic help something like that?
Yes. Okay. That is a great point. Oh man, that's a really good point, and I hadn't even thought about that. Is like I know that much like Luka, it's probably improbable to expect the Stars to keep the same insane pace. But let's say that they keep winning, keep moving up in the standings, and they're like close to the top of their division, close to the top of the conference, going into the Western Conference, or going into the Winter Classic, all eyes are going to be focused on that game against Nashville. And what do Metroplex people love more than winning? They love an event, Corey.
Yes.
And so that will become more of an event than it already is. And I think that could be a huge boost for the Stars.
I think it's a big event tonight. They're playing Winnipeg at the house. I think that's going to be a real fun game to see if they can continue this streak the way that they are.
I like this one from the 817. Yes to both. I love it, and I have one of them on every single night. And it does kind of feel like that, especially since the NBA and NHL seasons run parallel. You do get a lot of, like, basketball this night, hockey this night, basketball this night, hockey this night.
So I was talking about that last night, Kevin. I was going into my senior year of high school whenever the Stars were going to the Cup, and that was that season, and they drafted Dirk. The Mavs drafted Dirk. I've been so blessed that I was in high school when Dirk started with the Mavericks. I was able to watch his entire career, and now my kids are in middle school, and they're getting to watch the beginning of Luka's career. And so into their 20s, they might be able to see Luka Doncic get a championship, or maybe two or three or four or seven. What, you know, however
Hold on,
many,
did you say the end of their 20s or the end of his 20s?
Into their 20s.
Okay, because if it's the end of his 20s, that's too long. All right, let's make it like 22.
Into their 20s, they might have a bunch of different championships. But that's what it was whenever I was in high school, watching Andy Moog and that crew on Fox Sports, watching everything that was going on. And then the next night, you would have the Mavericks on. So it was every night you had some sort of entertainment with what you were doing with different sports other than while you were waiting for the Cowboys to get back in action and then waiting up for baseball season to get started. So I think this is going to be a very fruitful spring for Mavs and Stars fans.
I want to hit two of these things from the 817 because I think it one proves why the other one is not necessarily true. From the 817, Stars will always be in last place if DFW major sports. But from the 817, another 817, not really a hockey fan, but if they make a run, I'm in. And that is where the key lies, I think. If all things are equal, sure, I don't dispute that. And I don't think Stars fans would dispute that. In terms of TV ratings and everything like that, the Stars have consistently been fourth out of the bunch. That's just the way it is. However, not all things are equal right now. Like, we have hope for the Rangers, but if it takes another year and the Rangers are mediocre and the Stars continue their torrid pace and move towards the top of the division and the top of the conference, then all things are not equal. And the Stars could look, I know it was when they were the elite of the elite in the NHL, but right now, in this moment, over the last 3 to 4 weeks, the Stars are the elite of the elite in the NHL. And when that happens, we have shown that the Metroplex becomes a Stars town. In 2000, they were right up there making a charge past the Rangers, past the Mavericks. Now, just because of the way the season's structured, you're never going to pass the Cowboys, but they were making a charge for the secondary team in the Metroplex, and I think they can do it again if they make this run. But on the flip side, it's going to be tough to do that when Luka Mania is running wild, and they're just, he's putting together these ridiculous things. So he's the fourth player since 1984 with back-to-back 35-point triple-doubles. One of those players was Michael Jordan.
Mm.
So, you know, anytime you get lumped in with a small group that includes Michael Jordan, that's pretty good.
Here's the other thing, though, Kevin. When you add in, and yes, being lumped in with Michael Jordan, LeBron, Larry Bird.
Oscar Robertson is the next one.
You guys nothing but best.
Yeah, absolutely. We want Luka to have nothing but best. But, you know, last night, so here's the thing I think you look at with Luka. Last night, he had his own personal 6-0 run that he started the game with. He was 5-6 from three. All you've done is bash him about his three-point shooting and how he's out. He might be in your top 57 players.
Wow!
I think that's right, Shippy. I'm not exactly sure.
57?
But,
I thought I was 58.
Yeah, okay, maybe one away from 57. But, yeah, he made 8 of their first 10 field goals last night. They were up 26-7 early. Now, again, this is a terrible Golden State Warriors team. And I asked the question kind of tongue-in-cheek last night, hey, why couldn't they do that to the Knicks? You know, I mean, these are the two worst teams in the NBA.
That's a fair question.
And
we can't defend the four.
And my good friend Katia Vialba over at Fox Sports Southwest, she was like, hey, they have a bunch of different guys that are like fours.
Yes.
And that gives this team a lot of trouble. Hopefully they'll be able to figure out how to play that. But you know what? The Knicks were also playing out of their minds in those games specifically. But what Luka was able – his hot starts in games – are putting the Mavericks in a mindset of, we go out early and try and crush. That way, later on in the game, we do have some little mishaps. We aren't trying to catch up the entire time. And you look at the records and the standings right now, Luka is putting this team at the top. He's putting them in contention for being, hey, is this just a run, an early season run that's cool, or is this something that can stand for a long time?
He shot 60% from three-point range last night, and that is the one component that has really been missing from his game thus far. He's been a subpar three-point shooter for somebody who shoots it as much as he does from beyond the arc. I know some people will say defense, but let's face it, like, for the longest time, Durant was porous defensively. For the longest time, LeBron hasn't always been a defensive savant. That doesn't prevent you from getting to the top of the heap. If he's an average defender and playing like this offensively, he'll get to the top of the heap. So this has been the one component he's been missing.
I wonder some about, and I know he shoots a lot of them, sometimes if it's just a setup, you know, because now you have to think about, is he going to shoot it there or is he going to drive to the basket? You know, it's kind of like play action. You know, I think sometimes he just shoots hoping that he can make it, but last night he was hot. You know, last night he was hot, but you have to vary it up. You have to change it up, but you also have to be able to hit. If you can't hit from a place, they're going to be like, all right, we're just going to defend you down low.
This might be something we talk about later, but would it be weird if I told you that the most important thing for the Mavs game yesterday had literally zero to do with Luka?
I think we'll get back to that in just a little bit, Kevin.
All right.
Hey, we are out at the Eagle's Nest, 8455 Boat Club Road in Fort Worth. Listen to this. Texas Fried Thursdays, Kevin. If you
It is Thursday.
Yeah, it is Thursday. All you can eat catfish or shrimp, $12.95. Texas Drought Beers, $4.95. Shiner, $3.95. Texas Liquor, $3.95. That's what I'm talking about. That's my kind of day right there. So get out here for lunch today and come out and watch the Colts against the Texans tonight. 43 flat-screen TVs, Colts-Texans right here at Eagle's Nest. That's what we're setting up for this evening. And, Kevin, at noon, we're going to be joined by Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger with a look at this weekend's Cowboys game against the New England Patriots. Baldy brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz.
Hey, at noon, I might need a new co-host, too, with all these liquor specials.
Oh, I'm gonna be hammered.
Who knows if Corey's going to make it.
Yeah. Oh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.